Davis quickly in the left corner to Smith. His three. Right there! How many times can I say it? The unselfishness and the ball movement from Lorraine. 51-27.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back to Wolfie's Bistro and Pub. It's our annual boys high school basketball preview on AM 930 WEOL. And, of course, online at WEOL.com. Tim Elkhorn, Rob Polinski, and the coaches are filing in already. As I mentioned, we're excited to talk to them, and you would think they're excited to talk about their respective teams. So, again, a huge thank you to Scott and Wendy Wolf here at Wolfie's. It's great to be back. We were here on Wednesday night for the girls' high school basketball preview, and tonight we're talking boys' basketball. Now, hey, before we get to our very first guest, Rob, we should let people know that the WEOL Forecast Magazine is going to be in the Wednesday Chronicle Telegram. It will be in the Wednesday CT, but if you would like a sneak peek, we've got some Forecast Magazines here with us tonight here at Wolfie's. We were able to get over to the CT and kind of work behind the scenes and grab some of those out of there before they go into the CT. So, hey, if you don't want to wait until Wednesday when it goes into the Chronicle Telegram, the WEOL Forecast Magazine is here at Wolfie's tonight. It's got all the schedules in there, some previews and the like, so come on down to Wolfie's and grab a Forecast Magazine. And on the cover of the Forecast Magazine is last year's Mr. and Miss Basketball, respectively. Miss Basketball, of course, was Brooke Wallace of Amherst. Our next guest had the opportunity to coach her. And Mr. Basketball from last year, Devon Andrews from Lorraine High. Our next guest had the opportunity to coach that young man. I don't know if we've ever had a coach that's been on the show that have at some point coached both the Mr. and Miss Basketball Award winner, but we're referring to John Rossitano. John, great to have you on.
It's a pleasure, Tim. Thanks.
Boy, that's got to be quite an honor for you. Now, I know you had Brooke 1 year, correct?
I had her 1 year, yes.
Her freshman year.
Yes. Yeah, good player, great player.
And a great young lady.
And a better young lady, yes.
And obviously, Devon Andrews, his talent level speaks for itself and what he was able to do.
Yeah, just and a great kid, great player. And, yeah, both kids, you look at the cover here, and it's two great kids.
And speaking of great, you're coming off a great season last year, one of the most magical seasons we've seen in Lorain County in a long, long time. Yeah. And yet I'm sure the first thing you did when you got the guys together this summer was, last year's last year.
Right.
We've got to put it behind us. We've got to move to this year. And yet it sets that bar a little bit higher, doesn't it?
Right. We use last year. We reference to it. But we always tell them it's a new year. You know, it's a brand new opportunity for these set of guys. And you know, we're just looking to seize the opportunity with them. And, you know, we're just looking forward to a new season with a bunch of great kids and playing some good basketball again.
Well, obviously, Devon has moved on. Eddie Williamson has moved on. But you bring a terrific core back. Just talk about some of the guys that return from that great team last year.
Yeah, we got six guys that played heavy minutes last year. Six of our nine guys that we pretty much ran in and out for 26 games last year. Six of them are back. And led by 6'6 junior Nazi Harbohan. And then you got Devon's younger brother, Davier Rangies, a 6'2 senior who's playing terrific right now. The biggest improvement has been our 6'8 big kid, Anthony Smothers, who came off the bench last year. He's doing a great job for us. Then you got Jamar Ross, Shane Smith, Kevin Davis. All six of them guys played heavy minutes, played great basketball. And, you know, they're looking at is their opportunity to put a stamp on what they're going to do this year. And, you know, so far in the preseason, they look pretty good.
You and I were chatting here at Wolfie's before we came out live on the air. It sounds like you've taken on all comers this summer just to see how good this team can be.
Yeah.
Talk about these scrimmages.
We had St. Vincent St. Mary last Thursday, and then we just had Kent McKinley and Mansfield this past Saturday. And we got coming up, we got Lima senior Warren Harding. So anybody we can find that was we thought was terrific, we got. And our first two scrimmages, we've looked you know, pretty good. So we're excited. You know, to what's going to happen so far.
Can we do? We should have done some of those scrimmages. I think some of those games would have been
it's funny,
some good games.
We scrimmaged Saturday, and I bet we had 400 or 500 people.
Wow.
I mean, it was amazing just the turnout for a scrimmage. It was like a regular season game. And it was, you know, when you win, it just, I mean, everything just, you know, goes in a positive direction. And just the guys are excited. The practices are, they've been, I mean, they're hard, but the kids are responding. and we're having a good time right now.
John, not just your varsity one last year, but your entire program. I mean, the freshman had an excellent year. Your JV had an excellent year. Will any of those young men be able to step up and fill some roles?
Yeah, our JVs are 21-1. Our freshmen only lost two games, and three guys off the JV team are going to step right in. And, you know, they look pretty good so far. So there's a lot of depth in the program, and we cut guys that would probably make a lot of basketball teams. But, you know, when you're deep and you got some talent, we're running a program now. We're not running a basketball team. We're running a program where we don't look to rebuild. We just reload, fit pieces into, each year. And, you know, it's an exciting time for Lorraine basketball.
Is this what you envisioned when you took the boys' job at Lorraine?
You know, you could see that they had talent, and we just made sure that we got them organized. We put some discipline there. We got them to buy into what we do. And once you do that, once the kids know that you care about them, which we do, it makes everything easier. And then when you win, it makes even that more easier to get kids to buy in.
Well, your team didn't just win last year, John. They won in electrifying fashion. Yeah. I mean, they ignited this entire area. I mean, you had people standing in lines for hours to get tickets. I mean, talk about what that means to a community. Not that you're going to duplicate that this year, but just what that meant to the city of Lorraine and what that means to a school.
You know what last year was so special, Tim, is because, you know, in the past when Admiral King was good, Lorraine High, Southview, it still was fragmented, the city was. Last year it was Lorraine High. It was one team in one town. And it was amazing how a basketball team can just bring a whole city together and rally around them. And, I mean, you got people standing in line 7 hours to wait for a ticket for a high school basketball game. And, I mean, it was crazy, but it was a lot of fun. And, you know, what we want to do now is, you know, you never expect to go undefeated. You just never do. But I think what we've done is we made basketball exciting in Lorraine again. And we look to continue that, you know, obviously this year and beyond, because it's what we should do as coaches and players is make cities proud of what we do in high school basketball.
Will we see the same style, the same type of Lorraine team this year?
No. Well, the style in the sense that we're still going to go after people hard, but you're not going to see the six slam dunks, the alley-oops from half court, the dunks off the, you know, you're not going to see that. But what you're going to see is we're a better shooting team. We do things a little different, but again, we just get after people hard, and these guys are just good basketball players doing the right thing. And you're not going to be maybe as, you know, just with the dunks, and you're going to see some of that too, but not to the extent you saw last year. But it's going to be, I think, pretty good high school basketball.
Because of your success of last year, do you have to tell the guys you have to expect everybody's best shot now this year? I don't know if maybe you surprised anybody. I mean, I know everybody in this area knew you were good, but maybe in the Lake Erie League they didn't. Do you have to explain to your guys you've got to bring it every night?
Well, we don't even worry about that, honestly, because that's just what they do.
Okay.
Our guys just play hard, and they do that, and we're going to get everybody's best shot. But I'm not worried about having to respond to someone's best shot, because we're going to come out and compete every night, and hopefully on most nights or all nights that's going to be good enough.
John, when you look at this basketball team, what will be the strength of it, though? I mean, you've had a chance to watch them scrimmage against top-notch competition. You and Coach Gillum and the staff, you look at this club and you go, man, we're going to hang our hat on this every night.
You know, it's funny is I'm not even sure it's a skill. Our skill is very high, but I think it's a competitive thing. Our guys compete at an elite level, and we talk about that every day, compete at elite level, and our guys do a great job of that. And I don't think anybody's going to out-compete us night in and night out. And if you do that, and if you have the skill level to go along with that, you know, most times good things are going to happen in the course of 32 minutes.
Coach, I mentioned Devon, of course, last year's Mr. Basketball, Eddie Williamson, of course, Rashad Berry was a phenomenal player.
Right.
So this year, do you sense that there's a young man looking to break out, looking to kind of say, okay, now I'm the guy this year that can kind of put this team on my shoulders if I have to?
Well, off the air, I told you, Devon's younger brother, Davier, he looks terrific right now. He's in our three scrimmages against three high-caliber teams. He's been the best player on the court every scrimmage. He looks terrific.
Wow.
And it's almost like his time to his brother's not there anymore to defer to, and now Andrew's on the court, and he looks terrific so far.
What do you think of the league? I mean, last year I thought overall, John, to be honest, the Lake Erie League wasn't maybe as strong as we've seen in years past. And, but there were a lot of teams that were very young. Do you think the league, top to bottom, will be better this year?
Well, I was with a guy from the Plain Dew was at our practice today, and he said the Lake Erie League is going to be maybe one of the best leagues in Northeast Ohio. You know, when you got Bedford, who's got four guys back, Warrensville's got three, Cleveland Heights has their whole roster back. Then you throw us in there, it's going to be a terrific league. And it's actually is great basketball, night in, night out. I mean, the four teams, and you got Maple Heights in there is always decent. So, and then we added Garfield Heights. We added St. Edwards. We added Toledo St. John in the Elyria tournament. So it's going to be some great basketball for us, and we will be battle-tested come March. I guarantee that.
Is that the goal, to defend that district championship?
Yeah, I mean, our goal is to be, quite honestly, Tim, our goal is to be better, more ready if we get to Akron to play that regional game this year than we were last year. And I think, you know, experiencing that last year, I think a little bit of the moment got to them. And hopefully through the schedule we play this year, the experience last year, when we get there, hopefully we'll be more ready to play that game.
For the guys that come back, last question, like Davier, like Nas Bohan, and like Davis, does that game, do you sense that fuels them a little bit? Like, man, we want to get back
there?
Yeah,
because we felt as a collective group we didn't play our best game. And at that level, when you get to that stage, if you lose, that's okay, but you want to play your best. And we felt we didn't play our best. So everything we're doing in practice, games, is we're going to prepare. So if we get to that game, we'll be ready to go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Man, it was so much fun last year. Yes. It was a blast. We're looking forward to covering you quite a bit again this year on WEOL.
Yes. Okay, thanks, Tim.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
John Rossitano, he's the head coach of the Lorain Titans. What a year they had last year. And looking forward to another spectacular season this year over at Lorain High School. Well, that's number one. We got a lot more to go.